Our reporter John Burke. We're joined now on the line by Sinn Féin's justice spokesman, Pádraig McLoughlin. Pádraig McLoughlin, on the more general area of the investigation into the taping of conversations at Garda stations, are you happy now that the state-initiated inquiries will handle that and should only handle that, or is there a role for any of the Dáil committees at this point?
Well, the people in a referendum decided that Oireachtas committees were not to be given the powers to make findings of adverse fact, to compel witnesses, compel documentation. But all of those powers reside with a commission of investigation. That legislation is good legislation. It allows for, efficient, time-limited investigations with people with the necessary expertise coming together to make it happen. So the commission of investigation, if it is delivered by the end of this year, as requested by government, is the best way to do it, yes.
And that would be the way to deal with all of the issues, including the political issues, because one might argue that there is an onus there on the political establishment to answer the questions surrounding the resignation of the Garda Commissioner in a more speedy manner. We can't really wait for a year to find out what happened there, surely.
No, absolutely. The Justice Committee unanimously agreed that we would write to the Taoiseach requesting that the issues around the resignation of the Garda Commissioner, the correspondence issues within the Department of Justice, and all of those events that led to those circumstances, dramatic events over a number of days, should have been examined and front-loaded over an eight-week period, before all of the other wider issues around tape recordings were dealt with. Unfortunately, the government didn't do that. Now, what our committee has agreed since is that we would write to Judge Fennelly, indicating that was what we desired, obviously respecting his independence in terms of what he's doing, but hoping that he will indeed do that. And of course, our committee reserved the rights to, invite, we can't compel, but invite the Secretary General of the Department of Justice, the former Garda Commissioner, and others before us if that doesn't work out.
Well, what is it exactly you're asking Mr. Fennelly to do? To do it in a modular form and to report on the political dimension almost immediately or as soon as possible?
Exactly. We would like to see in our committee, and we had hoped the government would have amended the terms of reference to do this, but what we want is that, or what we hope, is that the Justice will deal with this in a modular basis over an eight-week period or 2-3 months as soon as possible, because we feel that these issues should not have to wait till the end of the year to be dealt with.
Well, the PAC is currently seeking to compel two witnesses in relation to the rehab inquiry. What's to stop the Justice Committee similarly going down that road of compelling witnesses?
Well, unfortunately, the rules within the Houses of the Oireachtas only give powers to the PAC to compel witnesses. So it is a limitation. As I say, there was that referendum where it was put to the people to allow Oireachtas committees to have much more wider powers around inquiries, and the people rejected that. We have to accept that decision. So it does limit the powers of Oireachtas committees to do their work.
Now, another issue involving your committee, the Justice Committee, was this week's decision to recommend that the state acknowledge travellers as a separate ethnic group. Now, Fine Gael's Charlie Flanagan is not a supporter of this idea. Here's what he had to say about this on Friday's News at 1.
I think we need to, accept the fact that there are lots of social differences in Ireland. But if anybody is really suggesting that, for example, the people from Connemara are Muslims, are people of the Protestant faith, are we arguing that we're going to give these all separate ethnic identity and status? I just think it would be unwise. In fact, I believe it would be a nonsense to go down that road. I don't think anybody is seriously suggesting that travellers have a different language from the rest of us. I don't believe you can accord special status to travellers and not look at other social differences and other groups within society. And I don't believe it's fair to suggest. In fact, I think it's ludicrous to suggest, for example, that people of South County Dublin, just because they share many things together and can be classed as a distinct group, it would be ludicrous.
Some snippets there of what Charlie Flanagan had to say on Friday's News at 1. Pádraig McLoughlin, I suppose Charlie Flanagan's arguments are twofold. Firstly, that you don't fulfil all of the criteria, if you like. But secondly, that the argument is in order to create or achieve some social cohesion, that differences should be played down rather than accentuated.
Well, if you look at the international criteria, the objective criteria in which you would designate a group as vulnerable, as an ethnic group that needs to be protected, so that they can ensure the full rights that our republic guarantees. We, in our committee, examined that over a number of hearings. We looked at all of that, and we came to a very robust finding that that travellers clearly are an ethnic group. And, you know, with all due respects to Deputy Flanagan, I think he's missing a huge point here in that people, based on their religion, their race or their sexual orientation are protected internationally in terms of their rights, but travellers automatically do not have it in Ireland. We're almost there. It's just the next step. But the next step is a huge one.
But he says, for instance, he said it himself in the interview, he's been around a long time. He's never heard a language unique to travellers. Travellers speak English, or they speak Irish, but they don't speak their own language.
Well, I think the issue is that we have a distinct community. I mean, unfortunately, they're often identified in negative terms. I mean, you constantly read articles about travellers did this, travellers did that, yet the very same people would deny that they're a distinct group of, cultural people who've been there for hundreds of years, made a unique contribution to music, to just the whole nomadic lifestyle. It's a very unique, distinct part of our culture, but they're Irish, like you and me, but they need to be protected. And that's the issue that, unfortunately, due to, if you look at the 1963 Commission on Itinerancy, that set the scene where, unfortunately, what was said by our state is they don't exist. That we want them to assimilate. They're bothersome, they're troublesome, and that set the scene. And now that was reversed somewhat in the 90s by the Task Force on Travellers, and we've come a long way. We need to take the next step.
Parag, if it's about giving rights to travellers, as Charlie Flanagan says, they have the same entitlements, the same rights as any other Irish citizen. So you give them those rights under that law or under the Constitution. That doesn't demand a separate ethnic status, surely.
Well, what we're saying is that we as a society, as a state, as a nation, that we value the traveller culture. We acknowledge it exists. We want to protect it. We want to build a new relationship. And there are challenges. There is a real wall of distrust that exists between the settled community and the travelling community. What we've done is we've invested large amounts of money since the 90s, but we haven't said and acknowledged openly to the world, because we're denying this internationally, that we do accept that they are a distinct culture that we need to protect and value, and also to deal with the challenges, because with rights come responsibilities. So, this is a two-way process, but I know, and we have seen in our committee, that this is massively important for the travelling community. It will be the beginning of a whole new relationship if it is acknowledged.
And what about that argument that Charlie Flanagan and others would make, is that rather than underline differences and accentuate the differences, that you would seek to bring everybody together under the one banner and so strengthen the social cohesion of the country?
Well, this is where I think Deputy Flanagan, with respect, misses a key point, in that the reason why we have equality legislation and race legislation the world over is to protect vulnerable minorities, and indeed Indigenous minorities. If you look at the United States, it's the Native Americans. If you look at Australia, it's the Aboriginals. There are distinct minorities who are part of the umbrella of our nation that need to be protected, and we've never done it in Ireland. We've almost gone there, but never quite acknowledged it for some reason. And I can tell you that the all-party Oireachtas Committee on Justice, that statement that we have made is a powerful statement that means so much to the travelling people. If the Taoiseach or Minister for Justice can now stand up in the Dáil and do it too, that is a positive and permanent realignment of the relationship between the settled community and the travelling community that allows us to deal with the other challenges that are there too.
And apart from this self-esteem, if you like, that it gives the traveller community, what's in it for them in practical terms? Is there, and there may be a belief among some people, that those rights that they should already get as Irish citizens, they will get and should get, but that they will get additional rights and perhaps better treatment because they are a separate ethnic group?
No, what they'll get is guaranteed that they would enjoy the rights of every citizen in this republic. Now, we asked the question of the Equality Authority, would there be huge costs involved? Now, not that that would be a barrier, but it was asked. And they said, no, it would be a rearrangement of the money that we already spent. But, the argument would be we get a hell of a lot more bang for our buck, and that we have you know, actually said to the travelling people, you are a culture, we want to tell your history in our schools, we want to protect your culture, now let's, as equals, sit down and deal with the many issues that we face, the differences that we face, and let's see if we can move on together.
And it's not going to lead to a situation where you might get, as we've seen in Britain, where this separate ethnic group begins to demand separate rights, separate schooling, other services, additional services.
Well, what we want to do is, you know, protect, you know, what was that historic nomadic lifestyle. So there needs to be, you know, culturally designed housing, not these, you know, these halting sites on the side of busy roads, you know, that nobody, you know, the travelling people don't want and the local communities don't want. You know, we need to think about that, you know, spend that money wiser in a more sensible way. But we also need to have a relationship, you know, like we need to address what are the things that the settled community, you know, that irks them, what are the you know, the challenges that are faced. We also need to talk as citizens, you know, when you have rights, you have responsibilities. So it is a two-way process. This is not about hugs and kisses. This is about, you know, first of all, being very clear, yes, we absolutely value and respect the travelling culture. We are sorry about the 1963, you know, those dark days of the Commission in Attendancy and all of those decades and the mistakes that were made.
All right, Park.
And when that equality relationship is there, then we can deal with the real challenges that we face there too.
Thank you for that, Park McLaughlin, Sinn Féin's Justice Spokesman.